Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Have you ever been called a hypocrite? I don't think I've actually been called a hypocrite in those words exactly, like you're such a hypocrite, but I have been called out. And I'm telling you, the funniest thing is I get called out by my non-practicing husband, who I think at times is holier than I am. So when I want to talk about hypocrisy, I want you to know that I am not accusing you, but I am sharing the areas that I fall flat and short. I look at Christians in general, and Dalai Lama had the best quote, something like, "I love your God, but I don't love your Christians," because we don't practice what God tells us to do. And when it comes to Catholicism, that's even worse, I think. And I'm speaking from my own experience and my own life. I've called myself Catholic because, quote unquote, I am for most of my life, without practicing, without going to Mass, barely even for the last 20 years, not even really praying and not going to any Christmas or Easter Mass. Not to mention, I don't believe in any of those bigotry teachings, all of that scandal in the church. I'm embarrassed to be Catholic. So I look and I say, how am I living my life now? Now that I know the truth of Catholicism and Christ as our Savior, what am I doing to not be a hypocrite? Am I helping the poor? One woman asked me to help bring the sacrament of the Eucharist to people in a nursing home. And I was moving, to be honest, I was moving to the lake house that we have, which we're selling, by the way, so I won't have that issue, but I declined. I just didn't have the time. And then I think, how often do I actually help out at a soup kitchen or volunteer at my church? And I don't mean to be casting guilt on myself, because I do know that I'm out there in my ministry and I'm trying to draw people to Jesus in different ways, but I also need to love and be there for the least of the world, right? In the poor, in the sick, in the imprisoned. I've never been in a prison before. So I just kind of look at my life and I say, am I living a true Christian Catholic life? And the Catholic component is a wee bit more intense because we have specific traditions and I wouldn't want to say rules, but practices that make us holier. The sacraments, confession, the Eucharist, marriage, if you're in the vocation, your ordination, and then, of course, the beautiful sacrament of the anointing of the sick when you're passing from this earth, baptism, which is a Christian thing across the globe and in all denominations, is what it's all about. That is where the graces come. So the more you would, first of all, attend Mass every Sunday, I think most people know, but I didn't for even 1 or 2 years in my beginning journey, that not going to Mass on Sunday is a mortal sin. Yes, you can go on the vigil Mass on Saturday night. That counts, if you will, towards your Sunday obligation. And holy days. A lot of people are not even sure that there are holy days out there. Just go online and search Catholic 2020 holy days. And you must go to Mass on those days as well. Confession, at a minimum, one time a year. That's horrible. I mean, I go one time a week. Seriously, I know that the more I go to confession, the more aware I am of my sins, the more upset I get with myself for having gone back into that confessional and saying, I'm eating too much, I'm drinking too much, I'm being too lazy, I'm, you know, choosing my bodily desires over mortifying and mastering myself. These are my recent challenges. I'm too tired. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to sleep in. You know, things definitely are reminders every week. And I'm not saying you have to go every week. I just know that I am receiving graces from God the more I step foot into that confessional. And the more I say out loud what I'm doing. And when I'm in repentance and when I'm repenting for my sins and I'm doing my penance, I can hear God. He's actually said in my heart, not audibly, but in my heart, so what are you going to do about this? And now it's a matter of I am going to mortify myself. And what I mean by that is conduct some bodily mortification. Because the more I do not succumb to my bodily desires, the more I can offer it up to God, unite it to Jesus on the cross, and say, I am giving this desire for this, you know, wine to you, and I'm not going to have some. And then God, you can do it for the redemption of souls, for the church, for the healing of all of the sinners out there. So I make that mortification of myself and my bodily desires holier. It makes it a different effort. It really isn't just about me saying, oh, I'm not going to have my wine and feeling bummed out about it. I can actually make it have meaning and hopefully help save souls as a result of offering it to God and asking him to take it and, you know, make reparation for sinners or for the church or even something that I may want. I may ask, Lord, I'm offering this to you. Please grace me with love or more patience, whatever the case may be. But I think today there are certain things that we need to do to reflect our Catholic Christianity. And that is truly associated with loving people and stopping the talking behind people's backs and the words that we say. Be real careful because they matter. It really matters what you say and how you say it. And that is a challenge because I even caught myself the other day. Someone was speaking to me about a priest who was out there talking badly about other priests. And here I was, I should have just said, you know, I'm going to pray for them. That would have been the right answer and just shut down that conversation. Instead, I said, well, what did the priest say? And who was he talking about, right? And even as we were having this discussion, this was another spiritual companion. We're both really into our faith. We were even saying out loud, oh, Lord, sorry about this. You know, we don't mean to be gossiping. And then at the same time, gossiping. And that doesn't count. I believe I mentioned this on a previous podcast, but it bears repeating. All the time, we need to be calling on God for Him to shower His love, grace, kindness on us. And we have to immediately call on Him. Holy Spirit, come. That's all you need to say. You're in the middle of a heated discussion with someone. Holy Spirit, come. And open your heart to really hear possibly what He's saying. It's not like you have the opportunity to stop and say, okay, wait, hang on a second. I got to go pray for a minute and figure out what I'm going to do. That doesn't happen, especially when you're in work situations and you're, you know, speaking with a coworker, for example. It's not going to work. So that is why calling on the Holy Spirit all day, every day, will continue to become a practice, and you will begin to see, hey, you know what? That wasn't exactly what I was going to say. I might have gotten a little angry or irritated or frustrated with that person and snipped back. But the fact that I just called on the Holy Spirit briefly to come, come Holy Spirit, I didn't do that. I felt a little more kind and caring toward that person. I looked at them as a child of God, another person that deserves to be on this planet and who is human and who makes mistakes. So let's not be hypocritical. Let's do what the faith commands us to do, what God commands us to do. But let's remember that we can't do it on our own, that we have to call on the Holy Spirit all day, every day, because it's impossible for us idiot humans, and I'm saying that talking about myself, to act as Jesus acted without calling on the Holy Spirit to come into my life. God needs to be within me so that I can then project it out to the world. Go smile, go put on Jesus today, and let's not be hypocrites. Let's be beautiful, happy, loving Christians to the world that so desperately needs it. It's so dark, so angry, so judgmental, and people just want to be loved. Go be loved today. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.